Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, 4-H agent, Madeline Jones. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing well. I sure hope you are.
I am.
It's always a pleasure to chat with you, Madeline, because you know all things 4-H, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. First question to you today, Madeline. There is a lot I know for 4-H kids to do, but how does that work when we get to the teenager age for 4-H?
That is such a good question because I get this a lot, because a lot of our people associate 4-H with little kid programs. And hey, that's not a lie. We do have lots of little kids programs. But we do offer programs for ages 5 through 18 in a multitude of different subject matters. But we really try to change gears for those teens, though, and start presenting them programs that lean towards leadership and service learning. So they may still be doing those same great subject matter programs, but we're really trying to hone in on instilling those leadership skills in these kiddos. So they may look like teens helping younger 4-H'ers lead workshops. It may look like holding officer positions for their 4-H club, et cetera, while also working to make sure they know the importance of giving back. So this may be them leading a service project for all of our 4-H'ers or planning it or just participating in general.
Ah, so Madeline, what kind of leadership roles would teens take in a Yadkin County 4-H program specifically?
Hey, that's another wonderful question. So I have to start off with a kind of a funny confession. When I started in this county a whole 8 years ago, I was not excited to have to work with teens. Like I said before, it's for ages 5 through 18. I knew I was going to have to work with teens, but I was kind of dreading that part. So I started work, and I started this thing called Teen Council Back Up that the previous 4-H agent had done. And I have to say, it was one of the best choices I've made, because working with these kids has been one of the highlights of my job.
That's terrific. Part of that, Madeline, is because 8 years ago, you were really close to being a teen yourself. So
yes, actually, at that time. So it was like, oh, I don't want to deal with these guys. These are like little me's.
All right. I didn't want to disrupt you, but go
anyways,
ahead.
Anyways, enough about me. That was my story with teens. But you asked how we promote leadership among our teens in Yadkin County. So like I said, we have our Yadkin County 4-H Teen Council. Mm-hmm. This council is composed of teens that want to expand their leadership skills, be role models to our younger kiddos, and serve our community in a big way. So we meet once a month, just kind of like a 4-H club would, and we focus on leadership, citizenship, and community service. These kiddos learn about these things at all of our meetings, and then they put it in practice in several different ways. These students help us lead major events in our county, lead workshops, help younger 4-H'ers, and plan some of our plan our annual community service project. So one of the events that these kids put a lot of time and effort in is our Achievement Night, where we recognize all of our 4-H'ers for their big accomplishment in that year. So they're not only being recognized, these kids are learning how to plan an event, set up, host the event. So they're actually practicing their public speaking skills, which I know a lot of people, that is a huge feat for them. So, and they, you know, learn the importance of cleaning up after the event. But this makes for a really great experience to help them learn about how to process learning about how to set up an event, planning, working as a team, and even, like I said, their public speaking skills.
Oh, very important. How about running for office? How's that work with the teens?
So just like any 4-H club, we have officer positions to help teach them leadership. So in our council, we have officer positions if they want to, you know, do a little bit more leadership. We have our president who presides over the meetings, does a lot of leading for the council. Vice president assists the president whenever necessary. Secretary takes notes at the meeting, you know, just like normal stuff. The one weird position we have is a reporter, but this one's a really cool position because that allows our photography kiddos to really hone in on their skills, because they get to take pictures at our meetings and other big events, so they can we can showcase what Yadkin County 4-H is doing. So this is just another great way for teens to learn to lead while working on a team.
Our guest is Madeline Jones with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, 4-H specialist. So, Madeline, are there more opportunities for teens on a larger scale, say, than the county with 4-H? Would that be possible?
Yes, absolutely. In 4-H, we have what we call districts. It's like a small part of the state, so usually it's about 20 counties in a district, mm-hmm. and we do several things on that level. So at that level, teens are able to attend events where they can network and learn from other teens across the district. One of those events is called Teen Retreat. It's a really fun event that we have at the 4-H camp where the teens get to attend workshops on various subject matters, participate in fun team building activities around the camp, and even elect their district officers. Right now, we actually have a Yadkin County 4-H'er, shout out to Rebecca Krause, serving as the North Central District President. So that's really cool.
Very impressive, yes.
On the state level, North Carolina 4-H does great at giving us many opportunities for our teens. One of those opportunities is this program called ARRI. It's really cool career readiness program. ARRI stands for Application, Interview, Resume, and Essay.
Uh-huh.
All these things help your kiddos in the future careers. So this competition even has cool incentives where the kids can win leadership conferences, so completely free, like $500 worth of a conference they're getting for free. So that one's really cool that they do. Another cool event that the state 4-H office does is they hold an event called 4-H Congress.
Yes.
4-H Congress is an annual statewide event organized by our state 4-H council, which is the state officers for North Carolina, so that one's really cool. A step up from the district. Mm-hmm. It brings together youth from across the state to learn, lead, and serve, offering a multi-day experience that emphasizes leadership development, civic engagement, and peer connection. While there, kids get to partake in workshops, go on tours around NC State's campus, so that's always really fun.
Yeah.
Learn about careers that they could possibly go into in the future, listen to inspirational speakers, and even elect their state officers. So this program offers a lot of great things for our kiddos to learn about leadership and civic engagement in just a fun and engaging way.
I am always amazed when I talk to you, Madeline, about the far-reaching activities and importance of 4-H. It's pretty incredible, and I think it's kind of safe to say the 4-H is kept up with the times, right, as far as what it does with the kids.
Absolutely. We're definitely trying to make those kids career-ready and attract them to the program, that's for sure, because if you don't keep up with the times, you are not keeping up with these kids because they are fast-moving.
There you go. People have questions about the programs we talked about or anything else about 4-H. I know you're the person. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity provider, so anyone can contact us for free. I can be reached at 336-849-7908 or through my email, which is madeline_jones@ncsu.edu.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not in Yadkin County, that is okay. You can go ahead and go through Google and put in Cooperative Extension plus your county name, and that name will come up right away as well. So you can get in contact with them.
Terrific. Always a pleasure to chat with you, Madeline Jones. Thank you so much for sharing this great information today. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to our next chat very soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.